visit cornerstonefamilyhealthcare.org or affinityplan.org.
647 100.7 WHUD. Good morning.
All right. Teresa Caputo, you know her as the Long Island Medium on TLC. Got a new book out. It's called Good Grief, but it's not the Charlie Brown Good Grief, right?
Nope. It's Heal Your Soul, Honor Your Loved Ones, and Learn to Live Again.
And that basically is the whole premise of the book, right?
That's correct. Why it was important to write this book now is because we've been getting so caught up in the healing process of grief and feeling sometimes we don't know how to grieve. And what I realized from channeling the souls of the departed is that grieving is so personal, that there is no right or wrong way to grieve. And that even though you might be grieving differently than other members of your family, it doesn't mean that you're grieving wrong. Nobody is going to grieve the same. And we have to learn also how to respect the grieving process.
Right. Nobody can tell you, okay, it's time to move on.
Exactly. I compare it to the same thing when we have children. When we have children, they give you a case of formula and they say, have a nice life, right? When you leave the hospital. Everyone has an opinion. Your parents, your in-laws, friends, cousins. And what do? You listen to what they have to say. Some of the things you take their advice and others you say, I ain't doing that. That's crazy. And at the end, you listen to your gut, to your intuition. It's the same thing with the grieving process. You know, people and situations make us happy. But at the end of the day, we are responsible for our own happiness.
Casey wanted to know where you get your nails done. She loves your nails.
I was saying, if I love my job, Teresa, but if I could have any other job, I would be your personal stylist. I would do your hair and nails because I bet you're so good to your people.
I am, but I also, as far as my hair, a lot of the times I do my own hair. You know, I don't cut it. I don't cut it, but, you know, I do it every day.
You look great.
Thank you. I always wanted to be like in that beauty field. I always had a interest in hair and nails and makeup and fashion.
You look fabulous.
Everyone always thinks I'm a hairdresser. before Long Island Medium, if people met me, they always thought that I was a hairdresser.
And what were you?
I was a homemaker.
Okay.
I was very fortunate to be able to stay home and raise my children. My husband, Larry, had his own business. He had an Italian import business. I did a lot of the bookkeeping and stuff out of the house for him. You know, and then I had my business of, you know, talking to dead people.
That's her business.
That's her business.
Teresa Caputo, you could win her book at 8:45.
Yeah, she's going to come back and join us again. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:50 at WHUD.